We should forget the stuff that's in our past, right? And not allow it to be a stumbling block for what God has for us in our futures. You know, church folk are good at remembering. They will dig up your stuff. And they will put you out there on Front Street when you least expect it. It could be during prayer service. It could be in the middle of 11 o'clock hour. They will remember what you did last week. They will remember the month before. They will dig up 2017, 2010, 1999, 1991. They will remember the circumstances in which you were born. You know his parents weren't even married when he showed up. They will remember your stuff. Paul says that you should beware of dogs in the church. Only dogs will remember the stuff that's in your past. Dogs that walk on two legs. Remember, beware of evil workers. And then we even found out last Sabbath the mutilation. People who would use the knowledge that they have in the Holy Spirit, they would lay all of these additional religious requirements upon you. Let me remind you, only a fool trips on what is behind him or her, trips on what's in the past. Only a fool does that. A good way to start off 2019 is just laying some stuff at the foot of the cross. Can we forget some stuff? Yeah. One of the things that I love the most about God, the Bible describes God as being forgetful. We serve a forgetful God. Isn't that a good thing? We serve a God that's not interested in your track record. He's only interested in where you are going. And so now, if we could preach a companion message as we continue in our march forward in 2019, our message here today has been entitled, Respecting the Process. Respecting the Process. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we pray for a mighty move of God here in this place as you remind us that all of our processes look different. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Let's return once again to Philippians. Philippians, the first chapter this time. Last week we were in the third chapter, the first chapter this time at beginning. Our only verse that we'll read here today, verse 6, a powerful verse, standing all on its own, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. For I am what? I am confident of this very thing, that he who what? Began a good work in you will what? Will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's read it together. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a what? A good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. If we can talk about the church again, after all, this is a letter that Paul is writing while he is behind bars. You know, if I can say this, that sometimes we think that there's no good thing that can come out of jail, but right here, Paul is proving to us that sometimes the word of God is right there in prison. Paul has been arrested, and now he is serving time, house arrest, for preaching the word of Jesus Christ. He sent this letter. We're not quite sure if it was one letter, Elder, or if this is a series of letters that now have been compiled into one book. But Paul is writing down to the city, to this city that he has fallen in love with, and he's reminding them that God has started something that he's not done with yet. He started something that he's not finished his work just yet. They're used to processes there in the city of Philippi. They're used to seeing developments, building projects, because history tells us this one thing about this unique city. This is the city where the persons who went and murdered Julius Caesar, this is the place where they were from. They were right there in this small, little, insignificant town. It was because of that murder that was performed that over time Mark Anthony decided that he was going to go and avenge the death of Julius Caesar, and they took a hold of this small town, they wiped everybody out, and they decided to start over again afresh. They brought in new personnel, Roman personnel, if you will, and now they are processing this city and making it to be something new. The people are used to transition. They're used to processes. And now Paul is talking to these people who are used to change, and he tells them, the same way that you're seeing geographical changes around you, you're seeing civil changes around you, this is the same way that God is changing some stuff in the individual, ergo God is changing stuff in his church. He's walking them through a process. We've got a problem with processes in the church. We've got a serious process. They had a problem with it back then. We have a problem with processing right here today. The biggest issue that we have with processes is an inability to rush things along. This is probably one of the most hated symbols in all of the world. Processing. Maybe you've entered some form of data, some form of payment into the computer. Maybe you are attempting to retrieve something off of the computer, off of your cell phone, off of your tablet. And the most frustrating thing that you possibly could see is processing. Tick tock, tick tock, tick. Some of you, when you see this, you immediately go to refresh your browser. You click it over and over and over again. Before these new fancy computers, you remember when you used to, in AOL, you would click the browser and it would open up 30 and 40 windows. You remember that, right? And it was a testament to your impatience to wait. You would click, 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 click. And how many other times you click, that was the amount of windows that would open up. Come on. You remember that, the old dial-up days. Come on now, somebody. So as opposed to just waiting and letting it be what it's going to be, you decide you're going to rush it along. And that makes things all the way. Processing. We don't like the process, the moving along, because it says to us that we are no longer in control, that somebody else is now dictating how fast or how slow you're going to move along. There's a word that is floating around now, and especially among African Americans and minorities, but really among everybody, and this word is becoming. You can use processing, you can use becoming as being the same thing. This word becoming is so valuable that one particular book company, publishing company, according to the Wall Street Journal on November 9th, 2018, decided to advance two individuals. Advance. You know what an advance is, right? An advance means that I'm now going to give you something financially that you have not earned yet, knowing that you're going to do the work eventually. They advance two individuals $60 million for two books. Those two individuals are Barack and Michelle Obama. Everyone wants to know their story. $60 million to have the exclusive rights to their printed story. This whole thing of becoming sold in its first month 1.5 million books, not in the first month, in the first week, shattering all types of records. Popular black women all around the United States said that they were going to go hear Michelle Obama as she made her way around the United States, and some tickets sold for more than $3,000. Everybody wants to know what Michelle Obama was going to say about her story concerning becoming, the entire process that they have gone through to be the people that they are today. Could you imagine spending, even my own wife got caught up in the hysteria there to see Michelle Obama and did not invite her husband. Now I limit the amount that I look at the news, so I didn't know that this had become such a popular thing. And once the morning after Michelle Obama was in Washington, D.C. for round one, I found out that only women were attending this thing. So I said, well, praise the Lord I wasn't invited, because then I would have been stripped of my man card. This popular book here, multiple copies all around my house. I haven't read it yet. I've only read the reviews, and even if I had read it, I wouldn't admit it to you here in this place. Everybody wants to know about the process. But what all of these people are paying such big bucks to hear, $60 million, $3,000, $250, $150, to hear the Obama story, this is what everybody wants to hear. What they're paying big bucks to hear is that what you are to be, you are not right now. What you are to be, you are not right now. So you can look at your messed up situation with the hopes that if you only endure long enough, you are in the process of becoming something great. Do we believe this? Corporate America believes it, but somehow, we become intolerant, we become impatient with one another, and we fail to realize that everything, if it is a material object, if it is a book, if it is an idea, if it is a person, everything is in the process of becoming something else. They're not trying to hear me here today. Now, and if Michelle would have said it, y'all be screaming right now. I'll tell you again, just pay me the money that y'all pay her. Everything is in a process of becoming. You know, the natural world bears testament to this. Frogs start out as eggs, don't they? A pool, thousands of them, most of which will never grow into adulthood. From there, they move on to what? Tadpoles. We know this very well. You studied this in biology. Mrs. Ramshore, you taught me about this. Life science? Yeah, see, I remember something. From a tadpole, they began to develop their hind legs. Where are the hind legs? Oh, it was flipping. What is it? Was it there? Sorry, I'm sitting here. There it is. Bingo. They develop their hind legs, which are the legs in the back. From there, they develop the legs that are in the front. Now, in this process, they go from move from impulse to now they develop a sense of thinking. From there, they become froglets, all right, which is just a youthful version of a frog. And from there, they move on to full adulthood. Eggs, tadpole with hind legs, tadpoles with front legs and hind legs, froglets, and then eventually adults. All of those. There's no way, no possible way that you could skip that this tadpole could skip over the stage where it's an egg, where it's a tadpole, if it can't skip over when it's a froglet and go on to full adulthood. It has to go through all of these stages while it's being processed into full adulthood. It can't speed it up. It can't move any slower, any faster. It's going to be what it is. We see it all around where animals go through this transformation. And yet, we don't believe that humans should go through the same process. We are not all the same, ladies and gentlemen. All of us are becoming something else. One of the biggest problems I have with Christianity and with the Adventist Church is that we have the expectations, the expectation that when someone walks into the church, that on tomorrow morning, they're going to morph into something completely different. Sometimes people are going to smell like they are in their process. When you smell cigarette smoke, it means that someone is processing. When someone's breath and their pores reek of alcohol, it means that they are processing. When there are piercings all over with all different types of rings, You know that individuals are processing when the dress is too high or it is too long. In the case of men, if the pants are too tight, we can just say to ourselves and be reminded that this person is processing. But the reason why we don't respect other people's process, because we don't respect the process within our own selves. We're frustrated. We're frustrated that yeah, I've been at this Adventist thing, I've been at this Christian walk for so long, and I still feel just as bad as day one. And now you project it. We project it into other people. I'm not growing, and they're not growing either. Know that you are growing as long as you're connected to God, and other people are growing as well. They are processing. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. But do what? Grow in grace and knowledge of who? Of our Lord and the Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Now and forever. You're growing now, and we will continue to grow when? Forevermore. Growing now, and we will continue to grow forevermore. Forevermore. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. Therefore, let us do what? Move beyond elementary teachings about Christ and be what? Taken forward in maturity. Says that right now we go from the point of being immature till we go to the point where we will be mature. Therefore, this is the word, a word that means in light of everything that I just said. If you go back to Hebrews chapter 5 at the end, Paul just got finished talking about the fact that some of us can eat meat and some of us can only handle milk. Therefore, after he says that, therefore, move forward. I would be disappointed in any one of us if we come in here with a big old bottle sucking on formula and milk. I would be highly disappointed. Because you should be downstairs eating prime steak, vegetarian prime steak. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3. This is now Peter saying the exact same thing that we just read in Paul. Like newborn babes crave what? Pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Our focus point here today, in Christ, you are in the processing. In Christ, you are. That's why it's in that slanted. I know that's poor English right there. All right? No. I meant to write it this way. Okay? Processing is actually, we're using it out of context here, so that's why it's to the side. That's a bit of English there. Yeah. What's that? Italicize. Yeah. Know that we are all processing. We're in the process. We're processing. We're in a mode of being. This is where we are, folks. This is what's happening. Some stuff is going to happen at Edmondson, and I know I'm going to get some backlash. And that's all right. That's all right. But I want us to be reminded. I want us to be reminded that people, we're not all at the same level. Leaders at Edmondson are not all at the same level. And just because a person is older does not mean that they're mature in the faith. And just because a person is younger does not mean that they're immature. Samuel was the youngest of all the personnel in the temple, the book of Samuel. Young Samuel was the youngest out of everybody. But the Bible describes him as being a spiritual giant in front of everybody. Okay? We have to respect that people, everyone, including us, that we're processing. You know, the text that we read earlier, Philippians, I didn't put it back up there on the screen, but I want to show you this. Because there is a misconception floating around the household of God that The time is going to come when we're complete, where the processing is complete. I want to tell you this, that Paul makes it clear that the process for all of us will not be complete until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Until Jesus comes back, the second coming, the process for all of us is continuing. So let's not be deceived into thinking that any one of us has arrived. None of us. And I wish I could say that the Christian journey is always in order, that it's sequential, that it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. But sometimes the Christian journey goes 1, it goes 5, and then it goes back to 3, and then it goes to 10. Depending on where you're, but the journey is still going forward. Even though we may regress and fall back, it's still all in the process of moving forward, if that makes any sense. Falling forward. Now, falling forward is a good phrase, but I think failing forward is an even better phrase. Yeah, I messed up. And it's okay. When somebody else messes up, it's what? It's okay. Next week, we're gonna ordain a whole bunch of flawed people. Flawed people. Miss Valerie, you're very flawed. Your biscuits may be unflawed, but you're flawed. It's what it is. And the person ordaining you will be flawed too. Elder Betty. Elder Betty's not smiling. Jeremiah, now he's smiling. Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 2. All right? Talking about the planet process of how we're planted where we are, we take root. And here's the tragedy. You are always on their lips. Talk about God. You are always on their lips, but their hearts are far from you. All right? That's the tragedy of the processing. Never forget that it's possible for us to have God on our lips and not have him in our heart. Okay? Which is why it's impossible, really. Even in looking at a person's outside, it's hard for us to know what's on the inside. Because a person could be filled with a bunch of God talk and their heart still be void of the Holy Spirit. Processing. You're becoming who God wants you to be. I close with this story about a bug. Since we talked about a frog and we used the illustration of a butterfly, close now with an illustration of this particular bug. It's known as a stick insect. Stick insect because it looks just like a stick. Comes in a lot of different forms all around the world. That may look like a leaf, but it is indeed a stick. A stick insect, that is. These stick insects, they spend their entire life mimicking the motions of a stick that is disconnected, a dead stick. So when the wind blows, it mimics the motion of a stick that may be blowing or moving about. And even if it's being eaten by its prey, do you know that the stick insect has the capability of laying so still that whatever is nibbling on it will actually believe that it is a stick and walk away? It mimics something that is dead. The interesting thing about this stick insect is that the time will eventually come when stick insects will suffer the same fate as the stick. It will be consumed by the earth, it will disintegrate, and the body and the earth will eventually absorb it. It's mimicking, it's in the process of mimicking something that is dead its entire life. When it's in its adolescent form, it's not that good at mimicking a stick, but as time goes on, it becomes an expert at mimicking something that is dead. You know, as Christians, we should be mimicking someone who died. Mimicking someone who died. But the glory in that is that because we're mimicking him, we can participate in his resurrection and in his life. Only in mimicking death, the process of mimicking death, can we receive eternal life. We're all in the process, every last one of us, all at the foot of the cross, understanding that the person that we will be, we are not right now. God has more for you. He has an experience for you. Something's going to happen, some commitment, some calling, and it's going to completely rock your world. You're in the process of becoming who God wants you to be. Let's pray. Oh Lord, help us to be patient. Patient and humble with the process that we're in. Help us to realize that we should be patient with ourselves, and just as important, we should be patient with one another. Help us to respect the process of becoming just like you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.